Hey, y'all. Welcome back for another episode of the Inner Beauty Reigns podcast. This is your host, Erica Anderson. Today, we're going to talk about three different things that help you to either have a healthy sense of identity or how to manage identity. I wanted to talk about this because I did a bonus episode on five rules to dating in the modern world. If you haven't checked out that episode, make sure you go back and listen to it. I shared some really good points about how to navigate dating based on something that I saw posted on social media. But I wanted to take the opportunity to talk about the importance of having a solid foundation as it relates to your identity, because it quite literally drives how you manage your life, how productive you are in this life, how effective you are in this life. And I can't call myself an effective life coach, an effective life skills coordinator, a healthy personal development coach, if I haven't shared with you the very things that have helped me to heal, evolve, and thrive in my own journey. So if you're new here, again, my name is Erica Anderson. I am the founder of Inner Beauty Reigns. I am a certified human design analyst and personal development coach. And as I said, heal, evolve, and thrive. I help women to heal, evolve, and thrive through intentional personal development and through leveraging their human design. Identity is a part of the foundation to that, and human design helps you to understand your identity. So we'll talk about that in just a minute, but first I want to delve into these three things that I have here that I want to talk about as it relates to identity. And with each of these three things, I'm going to give you a question that you need to pose to yourself in an effort to help you to build on your sense of identity. So the first thing we're going to talk about is that the role of identity in shaping our beliefs, our values, our behavior, is that it helps us to navigate this world by giving us a solid foundation for those beliefs, those values, those behaviors. Your sense of identity quite literally influences how you interact with other people, how you make your decisions, how you overcome challenges. Who you are drives these things. So if you are a person who is intentional about being good to people, I just use myself as an example. I love being good to people. It makes me feel good to be good to people, to do good for people. So it's a part of my foundation. It is a part of my identity. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I smile at people. I interact with people in positive ways. I'm intentional about giving people compliments. And what I've noticed is that energy is consistently returned to me. Now, notice I said consistently, not always, because I've also had encounters where I was good to people and I did good to and for people and it wasn't reciprocated. Another part of my identity is understanding that I am not responsible for other people's actions. Another part of my identity is understanding that I get to choose how I respond to things. The older I get, the easier it gets to manage that. Because to be quite honest, the closer I've gotten to 40, the less I care about a whole lot of things. The less I feel pulled into things that don't really affect my day-to-day life. The less I feel inclined to entertain things that don't help me to level up, to heal, evolve, thrive. That's not just a tagline for me. That is real life. I am constantly looking at how to heal. Or actually, no. I am constantly healing. I experienced a lot in my early life. And some of the things that I experienced weren't uprooted, dealt with, unpacked until the last 5 years of my life. So I think this has directly contributed to the growth that I've experienced, to me not caring about certain things because I have learned to release myself from the notion that I need to be so involved in certain things. Some things just aren't my business. So all of that has helped me to build a healthier sense of identity because I'm no longer operating in a lot of the conditioning that I experienced growing up, whether it was in everyday life, whether it was from church or from the people that I was around. I have learned to unlearn so that I can relearn. Oh, that's a word. Write that down. Learn to unlearn so that you can relearn. That's a very important part of your foundation. That's a very important part of your identity, because reality is some of us were taught things that do not serve us in this life. So it's important for you to unlearn that. But then you must then assess whether there is something else that is supposed to fit, if you will, in the space of what you chose to unlearn. But it's a process. I know it was a process for me. The process of unlearning, I'm sorry, the process of learning to unlearn, because there was that, what that looked like was me acknowledging that the things that I was doing wasn't serving me, right? And then figuring out what does work. Sometimes that's rooted in inclinations that I get when I have certain experiences. So that looks like, oh, I like this. I like what this outcome was. I like what this did for me. I like the results that this yielded for me. And then there are the steps that you take to execute things so that you get those outcomes that you desire and become the person who you truly desire to be. Something that has come up for me a lot recently is the realization that I am the woman that I needed at 16. It's an amazing thing. It is an absolutely incredible thing to be in this space of realizing that I am who I needed. So I'm so grateful to be able to mentor girls and help them to have a healthy sense of identity so that they can navigate life a little more easily. So just be intentional about understanding what has shaped your beliefs and values and the behaviors. Are your behaviors getting you the outcomes that you need? Are you confrontational? Do you need to learn how to communicate better? Do you need to increase your emotional intelligence? Do you need therapy to work through some things that caused you trauma that has affected your behaviors? If that's a thing for you, it is imperative that you get the help needed, because your identity is rooted in those things. And it's interesting because in the online space, we see people say things all the time. And sometimes these things don't make sense. And one thing I don't like hearing people say is, this is just the way that I am. No, you choose to allow yourself to be that way. But if what you're doing isn't getting you the results you need, you definitely need to reassess it. But truth is, sometimes people like the attention they get from the behaviors that they exhibit or the ways in which they interact in this life. And so that's where you get to choose who you interact with and who you keep around you. You get to make those choices. That's another part of your identity. People like to say that who they are around doesn't dictate who they are. And that may be true to a certain degree. Like, you are still in control of yourself, so you don't necessarily have to allow somebody else to come along and make you act differently. But at the end of the day, if you are seen with someone, it is... And while we can say people shouldn't make assumptions, at the end of the day, if you are with somebody and like somebody can physically see you together with somebody, interacting with, communicating with, engaging with, spending time with someone who does things that don't represent what you stand for, people are going to assume things about you because of the associations that you have. It's just the truth. Should people make assumptions? No, but they do. This is the life that we live. People are going to make assumptions. And yes, you can choose not to care about what people say about you, but at the end of the day, your reputation precedes you, right? So if you are spending time with people who do things that don't align with the outcomes that you're desiring in your life, it's pointless. You have to be mindful of that because only you can do something about that. So the question that I want you to pose to yourself, and you can use this as a journal prompt, or you can just allow it to be a thought for reflection, or even a thought for meditation, okay? What impact does my mindset have on my ability to reach my goals and overcome challenges? That's what I want you to reflect on or journal about. And if you follow me long enough, you know that I recommend audio journaling. This is where you if you have an iPhone, you can use the voice recorder, or if you don't have an iPhone, you can download any app you choose to just record yourself doing your journal entry. What you would have written with a pen and a piece of paper, you just speak it. And one thing that I've done in my process of healing and unpacking is sometimes I'll play a journal entry back, and sometimes I experience an even deeper level of healing as a result of running that back. Or sometimes I get deeper questions to ask myself and explore. But I encourage you to try it and see how that works out for you. Okay, so number two, this is about embracing diversity and building empathy as a part of your identity, okay? So when you understand and embrace your own identity, it can lead to a greater level of empathy and appreciation for the various ways in which people identify and exist in this world, okay? So when you recognize the unique experiences and perspectives of other people, you can build better connections, okay? That's number one. Better connections are a part of how we build our villages, how we build our tribe. If you're a parent, you probably understand the importance of the village. It takes a village to raise a child. I know that firsthand. We were not designed or created to do it by ourselves. We weren't intended to do it by ourselves. So if you don't have a village, I strongly encourage you to build a village. In a few episodes back, I talked about womanhood and motherhood and the importance of letting go of this need to control everything. Because when you feel like you have to control everything, it kind of impedes the process. How can you effectively build a tribe or a village if you're so dead centered on trying to control everything? No, a part of having a village is delegating. A part of having a village is allowing other people to show up in their own authenticity and in their own way and in bringing the value that they were created to bring. Because we all have something different. We were all purposed for this life. So we all have something unique that we bring to this life that we're intended to share. Okay? So recognizing those experiences and perspectives of other people allow us to build those stronger connections, but it also fosters a more inclusive society. Now, this is really, really, really important. And I say that because if you follow the news and if you follow politics, you know that recently there have been efforts to kill any sort of DEI, and we talk about DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion programs within companies and just across the United States, right? So at the end of the day, when we are inclusive, what we are telling people is, I accept you for who you are. People have a right to formulate their own identity, and people have a right to choose who and how they want to be. Now, we may not agree with what they choose to be, but at the end of the day, we don't get to live their life for them. Because the reality is, when you choose an identity, you are choosing an experience in this life. And that experience is often contingent upon the acceptance of that identity by others. And I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. I'm just saying that you have to be aware of that so that you can be prepared for it. An example that I'm going to use, and this is a little controversial, but listen, this is my platform and I get to say what I want on my platform. When people choose a gender identity, it is often frowned upon. But reality is, when someone chooses a gender identity, they're also choosing an experience that is consistent with that. So let's just say, for example, a person who was born male choosing to identify as female or choosing to identify as woman. Well, if you haven't been catcalled and you choose to be a really attractive female, honey, let me tell you something. The catcalling, it's kind of crazy. And as a natural born woman, it gets on my nerves. It is annoying. But I, in solidifying my identity, have decided how I'm going to respond to it. So of course, as a part of you identifying as a woman, you get to choose how you respond to it. But at the end of the day, you don't get to choose whether or not you experience it. You can only choose how you respond to it. Another piece of choosing to be female is, especially if you're choosing to go through surgeries and different elements of the physical attributes of being a woman, there are challenges associated with these things. So if you choose to get a BBL, and as a woman who was born with I don't even know how to say this, but I just, as a shapely woman, I can tell you, as a person who has a natural BBL, and I say natural BBL meaning I was born I was born with a bottom behind me, okay? We're gonna call it a BBBM, a bottom. I'm bottom heavy, okay? I cannot lay flat on my back. It is uncomfortable. So when you choose to get a BBL, that's something you don't know until after the fact, unless you've practiced it, however you can do that. But the point that I'm making and sharing this is, when you choose an identity, you're also choosing an experience. So be mindful. So whether that's you choosing your physical self, or you're choosing your personality, or choosing, you know, the ways in which you operate. And at the end of the day, let me say this. You shouldn't be choosing to be certain things based on this notion of what those outcomes could be for you, okay? You really should be formulating your identity based on your human design and going from there. Like allowing human design, learning your human design to be the foundation for your identity, and then building on that. So let's just say you learn your human design and learn that you are a manifesting generator. This is a person who's multi-passionate, who was created to initiate and respond and to leverage your energy or expend your energy doing the things that you love the most, and then resting when you don't have the energy for that work, right? So that's the foundation. But then in building upon that, maybe you become an entrepreneur as a part of your identity. Because most entrepreneurs that I know and have met are multi-passionate. So it ties right in with the manifesting generator, human design type. But then you get to build on that with what you choose to do and the values that you have as an entrepreneur. How do you work with people? What are your policies? How do you manage the customer service element of being an entrepreneur? Do you outsource it? Are you a solopreneur? You know, there are so many different decisions that you make on a daily basis, but ultimately the culmination of those decisions make up your identity. But anyway, so we're talking about embracing diversity and building empathy beyond you choosing an experience and choosing your identity, allowing yourself to be open-minded and embracing people. There are so many different benefits to that, but number one, it helps you to build your tribe, build your community, because now you are allowing yourself to be open to the masses. And when I say open to the masses, meaning being open enough to allow people to be the fullness of themselves, and then choosing how to include them in your life if you feel connected to them, or if the way in which they live their lives resonates with you. Okay, so a question that I want you to ask yourself concerning this is, how can I cultivate a growth mindset to adapt to changing circumstances and continue healing, evolving, and thriving? Okay. So number three, we are going to talk about the impact of identity on mental health and well-being. So just like how I talked about choosing an identity is choosing an experience, you must have a strong sense of identity. But as you are building that strength, you have to understand that your sense of identity is very closely linked to your mental health and well-being. When we feel confident in who we are and where we come from, we are better equipped to handle stress, to navigate difficult situations, and also maintain positive relationships. Okay? How you allow your mental health to be affected by your identity, it can, listen, when you don't have a strong sense of identity, let me put it like this. When you don't have a strong sense of identity, or you struggle with your identity, you can live a life that is confusing. Because let's just say, for example, we're just going to use the example of the gender identity, choosing to be something other than what you were born as. This isn't about saying there's anything wrong with it. I want to make that very clear. This isn't about saying something is wrong with it. This is just about acknowledging choosing that identity is choosing an experience. But if you're choosing that experience for the attention, and then you don't get the attention, or the attention isn't as consistent as you need it to be to fulfill you, it incites a certain level of confusion within you. It incites inadequacy in you, because now you're questioning yourself because you're not getting what you sought to get, but it wasn't rooted in authenticity. It has to always be rooted in you being real with yourself, because if you can't keep it real with yourself, you can't keep it real with anybody else. And that's just the truth. But isolation is another byproduct of struggling with your identity, because now you not only have not been able to get those results that you were seeking, but now you don't want to deal with nobody. You don't want to be around nobody because you're embarrassed. You feel ashamed. There are all these negative emotions that come along with that lack of identity, or with that lack of being secure within yourself. And now you don't want to deal with nobody. Now you're isolated. Now you're slipping into depression because you feel like, oh, nobody's calling and checking on me. Nobody's doing this for me. And at the end of the day, you made a choice for an experience that didn't work out with you, work out for you, but likely because it's not consistent with who you were created to be. But it's up to you to tap in so that you can understand that. It's important for you to explore and nurture your sense of identity in an effort to support that overall well-being. Because it has to flow from the foundation. So like when you are healthy in your sense of identity, it flows out into everything else that you do. So the question I want you to ask yourself or marinate on or meditate on or journal about is, are there any limiting beliefs or fixed ideas that may be hindering my progress, that may be hindering my healing, my evolution, my ability to thrive? A follow-up question to that, it's a bonus question. How can I challenge and overcome these things to foster a more resilient mindset or a healthier sense of identity? Okay, so please make sure you journal these questions, y'all. It overwhelms me to think about the magnitude of what human design can do for you. When you understand your energetic blueprint, it just makes it easier to have that sense of identity. It makes it easier to create that foundation for yourself. It makes it easier to understand yourself. It goes beyond understanding a zodiac sign. It goes beyond understanding your sun, moon, and rising. This 12 houses in the astrological chart. And there's even more than that. Not houses, but more information in your natal chart than I can explain. I'm not an astrologer, but that is a part of the foundation for your identity. And if you're a churchgoer, this isn't about saying that, you know, you negate, you know, what you're being taught for the purpose of tapping into this astrology stuff. You do what you feel led to do. But at the end of it all, if you are not healthy mind, body, and spirit, it affects your sense of identity. So you have to make the decision for yourself on what path you want to take and how much of what information you take in. At the end of it all, what's most important is that you have a healthy sense of identity. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you are interested in getting a human design reading, make sure you go to innerbeautyreigns.com/human design. Human design is a system of information that helps you to understand your energetic blueprint. My human design coach said it something like this: what you know about yourself is the tip of the iceberg. Human design reveals what's beneath the surface. Make sure you go to the website and sign up for your human design reading, and I would be glad to work with you. Thank you again for listening, and I will talk to y'all again soon.